Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios at WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Friday, as we hit another Friday and get closer to really the resumption of big-time sports. We'll have the football season really getting underway in a big way, because next week the NFL season opens in earnest and you can get free agency going. You can actually consummate all these trades officially. You can't do that to the 13th, so that's 5 days away, although the Giants open it up today with a trade that, hey, on the surface, you have to like a lot. Let's be honest. Olivier Vernon has been a bust here. He's been hurt a lot. He sometimes played well enough to be active and get close to the quarterback, usually not bringing the quarterback down. He's got a habit of hurrying quarterbacks but not bringing them down. So he has not fulfilled what they had hoped for here. And now that they're going to trade him to the Browns and get a piece that they really need. Because, all right, they're going to use most of the cap money to bring in and pay the player they're bringing in, but the idea of getting rid of Vernon, and again, I understand they lack players on the defensive side, and they're really starting from scratch. When you say Vernon's gone, Harrison's gone, Collins is gone, etc., yes, they're starting from scratch. They did bring up some kids last year who showed energy and showed some tenacity and showed some want to. So that was a positive. So they did have some kids who did that last year. But here now they get a piece that they didn't get last year. They get a real, live, actual, dyed-in-the-wool, real offensive lineman who can play. And Zeitler, who they can put at right guard. And now you see some of the pieces start to fit on that offensive line. If they can get the pieces on the offensive line to fit and do anything with this defense, they can be a completely different team next year. Completely different. And that's the move in the right direction. Now, they've got to follow through and do this the right way. That is a positive today. That's a distinct positive. You want the exact deal. They're giving up their 132nd and getting back the 155th pick. So they're swapping picks and they're sending Olivier Vernon for Zeitler. They obviously don't need Zeitler. They want to clear out his money and pick up a pass rusher because they have a kid in Austin Corbett who they want to play at the guard spot anyway, who's a lot cheaper. So, and they like, so that's fine. That, nothing wrong with that. Zeitler can play. So the bottom line is now the Giants have what you hope is a revitalized left tackle who you paid a lot of money for. Hernandez, a year older, a year tougher, a year smarter, and now a right guard. So if you can upgrade the right tackle spot, and I know they feel they can live with last year's right tackle, but that's all right. I'd be happier if he wasn't the starter and he was a backup. But if you had to live with them, you could. And the center's position, which they felt they had covered in a couple of ways last year. So if that's the case, work on a right tackle spot now. Work on your depth. And they have a chance to be really good offensively. Really good. If they get everybody pulling the right direction, get everybody, you know, really on the same page, and finally have an offensive line, which they haven't had in a very, very long time. Yes, they have a world to do on defense. I mean, they have so much to do. They have nothing that stands out. If you say, give me what you like about the Giant defense next year, it's a blank. What I like is they brought in some kids last year who wanted to play. That's the best thing I can offer you. I can't really offer you anything else. They have no big playmakers. They have no terrific players. They have no guys that, you know, you would say are outstanding players. None. And they were abominable on defense. See, their offensive line got to the point last year where it was a little better. It was hit and miss, but it was a little better late in the season. And that's why the Giants were number six in the league offensively over the last eight games. They averaged, and they could, and they still have points on the board, but they did average 25 points a game over the last eight games. And, you know, and had an, you know, a chance to win games that they gave up in the final seconds. You know, four games last year that they lost in the last 2 minutes where they had the lead. That's a lot. And 20 of them over the last 4 years, which is really a lot. So it's been that way. But what I'm happier about is the offensive line, which has not been anything you could feel comfortable with. And now that's another piece. The piece they did not get last year. That they brought in, the piece that makes sense. So, I mean, it's almost like you think the light might be going on a little, but let's see how they handle a couple other things before you say the light's going on. Now to this Brown stuff. I don't like to waste a lot of breath on Brown because I told you this many times. I wouldn't trade for Brown with your money. I wouldn't trade for him. I wouldn't pay him. I wouldn't go near him. I wouldn't go near him if you didn't have to trade for him. If he was a free agent, I wouldn't go near him. No less give up compensation and then pay him where he wants to be the highest paid wide receiver. So this guy is not, he's 31 years old. He's been a pain in the rear end. And now he's going to make all kinds of demands, which blow up deals, which already have blown up two deals. Well, you know what the Steelers are going to wind up with? They're going to wind up with this guy in their lap. That's what they're going to wind up with. Because who is going to give you what you want for this guy and then pay him to be the highest paid player and watch him destroy your team? You see, if you, the Bills are the, should be the happiest people in the world. They didn't get him. Because what this guy can do to a team like the Bills that is hopeful that it's building around a young quarterback is he can destroy your culture. Are there teams that are culture proof? Yes. You send him to New England. Well, they won't. But if you did send him to New England, they would never pay him. But the point is, he would not hurt their culture. Their culture is player proof. You send him to a place where he respects the quarterback or respects the coach, so you send him to Green Bay, you can at least make a case that it's the right place and he'll jump in line behind the play of the quarterback. If you send him to a place where the quarterback's young and a team is trying to build the culture, he'll destroy it. He will eat it up and spit it out because he is a selfish pain in the neck. That's why. Who cares much more about his money and what's he doing and how he feels and everything else than he does ever about the team or winning. I'm telling you, wouldn't go near him, wouldn't trade for him, wouldn't touch him, would never go near him. I'm telling you, I couldn't stay far enough away from him. He's the kind of guy that will destroy your team. You'll rue the day you made the deal. Rue the day. And the Steelers have a big problem because, you know what? We have trouble getting rid of them. And, you know, this story says the Steelers' efforts to move Brown are growing more and more complicated. Yeah, I'd say so. Because he wants to be the highest paid player in the league at the position. He also is making crazy demands. And you got to get compensation for him. It's going to be an impossible situation. Is he talented? Yes. Is he a pain in the neck? He is a team wrecker is what he is. And when you bring guys like this in, more often than not, what they do is just that. They wreck the team. If it's wreckable. And most teams are. And most teams are very much that. His personality, his persona, his negative aura will overrun a team that doesn't have a powerful, successful coach or a dominant figure at quarterback. It will completely consume it. If you do that, you're asking for all kinds. You're not only asking for trouble, you're just, it's going to be just crazy. So that's the story of the moment. We'll get to the baseball stuff and everything else that's going on this Friday. And your calls right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.